We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
This is the ordinance established by the head of the church, the ecclesia, the called out ones. He established this, and he said, as often as you do it in remembrance of me. He did not say how often to do it. He allows us to choose our own way of doing it. We have chosen the first Sunday of every month to come and to remember the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth Hagin on his teaching, Christ, the Bread of Life, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
I want to talk about Christ, the Bread of Life. I want to read from my favorite communion scriptures in the Word. They're from the Apostle Paul in the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians, verse 23 through 26. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." Now, I want to call your attention today to the portion of the communion that we call the bread. This little wafer right here. This is what we refer to as the bread. And I want your attention to be focused on bread. When we think about bread many times in this setting with the cup, it seems that the bread sometimes takes a back seat to the cup. But I want you to understand that the body has as much significance as the blood. You can't separate the two. Without the bread and the cup, it takes both. You can't separate the blood from your body. It takes both for it to be a living organism. Is that not correct? So let us always give as much importance to the bread as we do the cup, because both of them are representing the same thing. They are both representations of Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Today I want us to look at some things about bread. In the Bible, there are several different types of bread that are mentioned. Number one, there's natural bread mentioned, natural food that we eat. Matthew 6:11 says, "Give us this day our daily bread," which is talking about natural food. And God intended that we eat natural food on a daily basis to sustain your physical life. Amen. Did you know if you do not intake natural food for a long period of time, you'll die? Amen. You'll die of starvation. You have to have natural food. We also know that this wafer cannot sustain anybody. Some people partake of natural food simply out of necessity, because they're not really hungry, but they know they need to eat so that they can keep up their strength. In the same way, with the communion table, we need to understand that it is a necessary part of our Christian life. It is something that we should look to with high respect and reverence. Now, in Matthew 4:4, It says man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that cometh from the mouth of God. So that's telling us right there that we must have more than natural bread. Number two, there is miraculous bread in the Word of God. God's supply from heaven. The Israelites understood this in Exodus 16:14-15. When the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground appeared on the desert floor. When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, "It is the bread the Lord has given you to eat." So see, he supplied natural bread for them to eat. Many times when in the Word, when it's talking about natural bread, it is simply talking about food. Not just bread, but food. I want you to notice again in the Word of God, there was miraculous bread. In Matthew 14:17-21, we have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, they answered him. That's after that he asked the disciples what they had. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looked up unto heaven. He gave thanks and broke the loaves, and then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 baskets full of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men besides women and children. I want you to understand something. When you're in the wilderness and have nothing and you see lack on every side, if you will trust God, he will miraculously supply whatever it is you need. Some people are getting fearful about food supply. If God has to, he took care of his children a long time ago, and if he has to, he can take care of us again. Some people say, that's sort of simplistic. Well, I'm just simple enough to believe what the Bible says. Hello? God still works miracles today. God's miracle supply has not run out. His miraculous supply of bread has not run out. God still has plenty left over. Even after he has blessed so many and given so much to so many, his storehouse is still full and running over. Number three, there is the mention of unleavened bread. Unleavened bread was for the Passover. Exodus 12:17, "Celebrate the feast of unleavened bread, because it was on this very day that I brought your divisions out of Egypt. Celebrate this day as a lasting ordinance for the generations to come." Now, in essence, the unleavened bread and the bread of life, Jesus Christ, this is our representation of Jesus Christ, the bread of life. But you see, back there with the Israelites, that was a type or shadow of that which was to come. And so, as they were told to celebrate this feast, Jesus himself told us to celebrate his death. Celebrate the bread of life with a communion service. Some people call it communion, some people call it the Eucharist, some people call it other names. But this is the table in which we come to show forth the Lord's death till he comes. This is not just some man-made ordinance. This is just not a natural church ordinance. This is the ordinance established by the head of the church. The ecclesia, the called out ones, he established this, and he said, as often as you do it in remembrance of me. He did not say how often to do it. He allows us to choose our own way of doing it. We have chosen the first Sunday of every month to come and to remember the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Too many people only recognize this, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ one time a year, and that's at Easter time. And that's important. But it's important that we continually show forth the Lord's death until he comes by coming to this table that has the representation of the bread of life. Now, there is mentioned in the Word of God the showbread. The showbread was in the tabernacle in the wilderness. You can find that in Leviticus 24, 5 through 8. Take fine flour, bake 12 loaves of bread using 2/10 of an ephah for each loaf. Set them in 2 rows, 6 in each row on the table of pure gold before the Lord. Along with each row, put some pure incense as a memorial portion to represent the bread and to be an offering made to the Lord by fire. This bread is to be set out before the Lord regularly, Sabbath after Sabbath, on behalf of the Israelites as a lasting covenant. I want you to understand that the table of the Lord that we call the communion table is a covenant between Jesus Christ and those of us that have accepted his blood and been born again. This is a covenant that has been established between him and us, and it is an everlasting covenant.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Staying Positive in a Negative World. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, You Can Have Success. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, New Seasons. Last is Reverend Lynette Hagin's book entitled, God's Peace. Experience it all the time. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
If you happen to be a word partner, let us know about that too.
That's right.
Somebody said, well, what is a word partner? Well, that's somebody that prays for us regularly.
Yes.
And then sends an offering at least once a month. Whatever you can afford to send to help us to support Rhema, support this telecast.
Yes.
And it's just a way of helping us to do what we do the best.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Christ, the Bread of Life. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.